where we buy water, which thank you for joining us, you're in front of more than 4,000 people eager to succeed in entrepreneurships. You're a kind of one model for them, and so let's share a little bit of your experience, if you don't mind. In your new book, you get back to your first steps as an entrepreneur, all the way back to the 15-year-old student, leaving school, complete with dyslexia, and launching student magazine. Is the entrepreneurial state of mind all about freedom in a pretty rebel way, your famous school, let's do it?
Yes, I would say it is. I think you have to be bold, you have to be brash, you have to take risks to be a great entrepreneur. I suspect, I don't want to sort of put people off at great university, but I suspect it's easier to take risks when you leave school early, when they haven't got the mortgage, they haven't got the girlfriend, the boyfriend. So I think if you go to university, you have to be very careful not to become too conservative when you leave university. You've still got to try to be bold and brave as somebody who's not going to lose age 60.
At the same time, you emphasize excellency, particularly in customer relationship. How do you cope with both freedom and rigor?
There's no point in launching a business unless you're ready to make a real difference to people's lives. And if you're going to make a real difference to people's lives, you've got to get every single little detail right. So, if you launch an airline, it's got to be the best, in my opinion, it's got to be the best airline in the world, the best quality airline. And yet, learning the tools to yourself to create the best quality, let them have fun, let them enjoy themselves, let them party, don't take themselves too seriously. And I think that's the best to get the detail and the quality right, but also make sure that everybody has a great time working for the company.
It seems like, reading your book, it seems like you have three pillars of wisdom. Innovate, put the client first, and motivate people. Is it so?
I think put the staff first, I would say, rather than put the client first. I think if you can have a highly motivated staff of people who work for the company, where you praise them, you don't criticize them, you look for the best in them, then they'll be happy, they'll be smiling, and then the client will have a smile as well. So I think the only thing I would disagree on that is put your people first.
Put your people first and delegate?
Oh, well, of course you have to delegate, and delegate a good leader. You need to find people better than you, surround yourself with people better than you. You can agree to make mistakes as well as agree to make good things.
In the book, you also talk about some of your own role models, particularly Sir Freddie Laker, the pioneer of low-cost airlines. Which advice, which written help from your friends was the most influential in your vision about entrepreneurship?
I think you can learn a lot from people who try and fail. And then hopefully avoid failing yourself. So Freddie Laker, tried to take on British Airways, he failed, and I'm sitting down talking to him, I learned that.
You say, and you're right, that in business, ethics is not a detail, it's a goal. Is it why managers need from time to time to step back and to get involved in humanitarian projects as a GOP?
Every single business in the world should be, of course, for good. First of all, they should be run ethically. But if every single business became a force for good, most of the problems in the world would be resolved. Small businesses could look after their local community. Big businesses should use their entrepreneurial skills to tackle some of the big problems in this world. And governments, we can't leave with governments. Governments come, governments go. Businesses there, maybe 40, 50, 60, 100 years. So So this should be a positive and makes you motivate that whole all the people who work in the business to be proud of the fact that the business is not just a money-making machine.
Okay. You know what is called Virgin Investment Committee, I think. You're involved in a new entrepreneurship school, I was told. Would you have an advice for the thousands of entrepreneurs or would-be entrepreneurs which are watching you at the moment and dream to follow your path or maybe to have you putting money in their own business? What would be your advice, your message?
There's only any point in starting a project if you're going to make a real difference starting new sides. So that would be a first criteria. Then you've got to be sure that the team of people who are presenting that project are the kinds of people you want to work with, the kinds of people who run the company, the kinds of people who motivate people. And then you've got to be sure that they can fund it, they're going to get the return from it. They need to, they want to become an entrepreneur, they want to set up their own business, they need to think of an area that, where things have not run well, that frustrates them, and then don't give it a go. I mean, as you said earlier on in this interview, my motto is screw it, just do it, and I recommend that people just try. And if they fall flat on their face, they pick themselves up and they try again until they succeed. And it's great fun trying, and I'm sure a lot of people in this audience will be successful. And anyway, if you've got any good ideas, drop me a line.
Okay, thank you for all that, Sir Richard.
Voilà pour cette interview de Charpentier. Vous avez l'accent anglais, mon cher.
J'ai un anglais cuisine, mon cher.